call the Bartlett Public Library District Committee of the Whole meeting. It is 6:02 PM and we'll call.
Okay, Boyer? Here. Sias?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Lucaro here. Olson?
Here.
Danny?
Here.
Hopkins?
Here.
Okay, pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any town hall?
No.
And our agenda item for the evening is the report on the annual audit.
Anthony? And then I would like to acknowledge James Howard, who walked in, our library accountant.
Certainly.
Good evening, everyone.
You can take your mask off.
On behalf of SICK, I'd like to thank the committee, board, for the invitation to be here this evening, present the results of our audit of the library as of and for your fiscal year ended June 30th, 2021. Highlight just a few items for you this evening in my planned remarks on the annual financial report. If you have that document with you, I will highlight just the pages I'm going through.
And that would be the draft that they were sent for last Monday.
That was the draft you previously had, correct? Within the independent auditor's report, bring to your attention and highlight for you that management is ultimately responsible for the fair presentation of the library's financial statements in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. Those are set forth by you for the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, or GASB. Our responsibility as auditors, outlined in the second section of the independent auditor's report, to provide an opinion on your financial statements based on our audit conducted in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards. Pleased to present that we will be issuing a clean, unmodified opinion on the library's financial statements as of and for your fiscal year ended June 30th, 2021. That clean, unmodified opinion is the highest level of assurance that we can provide as auditors. It does mean the financials, in our opinion, are fairly presented in all material respects in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. In the final draft of the report that you'll see, or the final report that you'll see a section titled Management's Discussion and Analysis. You do not have this document in front of you this evening, but the Management's Discussion and Analysis does serve as an executive summary piece of the annual financial report. So if you're speaking to constituents, residents, anybody that may have an interest in the library's financial statements but looking for that high-level overview along with comparative information from the prior fiscal year, you'll be able to find that in the Management's Discussion and Analysis. I do recommend referring interested readers to that section.
Anthony, can I did print out a copy of that because I wanted everyone to see what the responses were.
So Carolyn, this is the in the management's discussion and analysis piece within the audit report.
Right.
The response that you have.
Okay, I'll pass it around.
Certainly. Within the annual financial report, then, the statement of net position is presented as the first of your basic financial statements presented on the economic resources measurement focus and the full accrual basis of accounting. Your net position is your equity component to this. Your unrestricted net position as of June 30th, 2021 was approximately about $150,000 of a deficit position. This is a slight change from the initial amount you had there by about $12,000, just related to a property tax adjustment that was made as part of our second partner review on that. Again, a $12,000 just shifting amounts between a liability and revenue classification there. Not a material change by any stretch of the imagination. Your unrestricted deficit from an overall takeaway on your statement of net position did improve and decrease that deficit by about $800,000, from a $950,000 deficit as of June 30th, 2020, to a $150,000 deficit as of June 30th, 2021. The following page, a statement of activities, is your long-term income statement. Overall, the library's change in net position for the year was an increase of $703,010, primarily driven by having a full year's worth of revenues offset by reduced expenditures related to COVID. On the following page is the balance sheet for governmental funds. This is presented on a current financial resources measurement focus, modified accrual basis of accounting. This means that the financials and this pages have removed the capital assets as well as any long-term liabilities of the library, really intended to focus on your day-to-day funding, your day-to-day operational funds that you operate with. Your general fund reported an unassigned ending fund balance of June 30th. approximately $809,000, or 38.9% of your fiscal year 2021 expenditures, or about four and a half months worth of reserves in your general fund for that. As noted in our discussion last week, something is to take into account there. That reserve is a little bit inflated because your expenditures were reduced in the 2021 fiscal year on that. Regardless, even if you went to what we call a standard year from an operations, from a spending standpoint there, you still have a healthy reserve in your general fund. They're well positioned within your general fund. The statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances presents that modified accrual, again, income statement, looking at the current financial resources measurement focus. Your net changes in fund balance for the year, your general fund increased just over $650,000, again, driven by the reduced expenditures in the general fund. Your other funds total about a $215,000 increase across the respective funds there. Your total fund balances increased $866,000 for fiscal year 21. Also within the report, later in the report, you'll find a section called the required supplementary information. Included in here is a schedule of changes in your net pension liability and related ratios for the IMRF, or Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund. As of December 31st, 2020, based on the calendar year presentation, you had a net pension liability of just under $780,000, down from a little over $1,050,000 in 2019. And that brings you to a funded ratio of 89.98%, so just under 90% there, up from 85.4% as of the prior year for that. So trending the right direction. That net pension ratio, as well as your net pension liability amount, it's the lowest liability amount that you've had for any of the years that have been presented for IMRF, and it's your highest funded ratio that you've had for any of those years as well as part of that process. So certainly trending the right direction there will increase, or should positively impact your operating results in terms of your required contribution rate for IMRF. One other thing to note, in the notes to the required supplementary information at the end of that section, there were a couple of funds that did exceed their final budgeted amounts by relatively small dollar amounts, the unemployment fund by $149 and the workers' compensation fund by just over $3,800 there. Two things to note, you have two figures presented in your audit report. You have a final appropriation number. Your final appropriation is what is your legal authority to spend. You can't exceed that legal authority. If you did go above and beyond those appropriated amounts there, at that point you'd need to look at having either a transfer in terms of where those dollars are reported, or potentially amending the appropriation. You also present and include the operating budget within your annual financial report. So this is just some amounts that were slightly over the operating budget, things to be aware of, consider as part of the next budget process, but you're still legally compliant based on that appropriation figure there. That concludes my comments on the annual financial report. Are there any questions on this document? Yes, sir.
Are this and the management letter to be considered two separate and distinct documents?
Correct, that would be correct, yes. The annual financial report is one component of the reports issued. Our board communication, our other document there is separately issued, includes our required, various required communications with those charged with governance. That's correct. If there's no questions on that report, I'll briefly just highlight for you the other report issued, the auditor's communication to the Board of Trustees and Management. This includes really three main components. The first is what we used to refer to as our SAS 114 letter. These are our required communications with those charged with governance. Indicates that, among other things, the significant estimates included in the report, for example, your IMRF liability amounts, your other post-employment benefit or OPEB liability amounts there. Also includes a listing of the journal entries that were posted as part of the audit process there. As we discussed at the special meeting last week, I believe the majority of those entries in conversation with Director Nance, Accountant Howard on that will be able to resolve most of those there. The only entries that we would expect potentially to be in here going forward would maybe be amounts related to capital assets, as well as some of the IMRF and other post-employment benefit liabilities there. But again, as we discussed last week, we can also work with Director Nance and Mr. Howard in terms of being able to ensure that those amounts are reported as well. I think we could probably work towards eliminating most, if not all, of the entries that were posted as part of the audit process. Finally, the management letter includes our recommendations. Pleased to report, and can report that none of the items that were identified as recommendations as part of our audit process elevated to what we call the more severe levels in terms of our management letter recommendations, which would be significant deficiencies or material weaknesses. None of our recommendations reached that level. We did just have some overall recommendations that we believe will enhance and improve just the overall internal control environment there. So our recommendations are included in there, specifically over internal controls over payroll, internal control over financial reporting, as well as internal controls over IT procedures. Also includes a listing of the future accounting pronouncements, and then finally an update on the status of the prior year comments. I believe you all have in front of you the responses.
I only have one copy.
One copy that Director Nance has provided and shared with everyone there. Does include management's responses there. One of the nice components of the management letter is it does afford management the opportunity to include those responses there. These are suggestions. These are our recommendations as part of the process there. Ultimately, you as a board need to decide what level of control that you're comfortable with. It's your risk environment. That's your decision there. These are just our recommendations as part of that process. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions on the auditor's communication document.
I'm going to ask something out of sequence. You didn't mention in the audited statements whether you'd included the footnote regarding tax litigation.
Sure. So the question that we discussed was something that came up last week. Generally, as part of our audit process, just to give a little context for the rest of the board on that, we get a response from the library attorney every year as part of that process. There were no items indicated as part of that letter. However, we know that regularly there are tax objections that come up through the regular tax process there and the valuation process on a levy standpoint there. So in the final version of the report you will see just a brief, what we call a contingent liability note, noting that the library from time to time is subject to various lawsuits, including those property tax appeals lawsuits there. It's a very generic note there, ultimately indicating that we do not expect there to be any sort of material adverse impact on the library's financials resulting from those lawsuits. If there ever were, just for the board's benefit, if there ever were anything that did elevate to where the attorney said there is a material piece of litigation or any concerns on that there, it would depend on the nature of how far that litigation was in the process there. If it was something that they felt that there was going to be some sort of liability, we may disclose a range on that. Ultimately, if there were settlement discussions undergoing, we might include a liability as part of that process there. Again, at this point, there's no need to do any of that. It would not be material to your overall financial statements. That concludes my comments. I want to just thank everyone for thank the board for their participation in the process. I want to thank Carolyn and staff for their assistance throughout the audit process. Always very responsive in terms of getting us what we need on that, so we're very grateful for that. Again, happy to answer any remaining questions.
Does anyone have any questions?
I just want to give a shout out to Marianne. She did a really great job and she was very organized, and I just want to say thank you for all of your assistance with the audit process.
I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I think if this is just the report, and then we approve it in the meeting.
Okay. All right. Then if there's no other questions, then I will. Or is there any more town hall? Sorry, guys, I'm off it today. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Trustee Carr.
Second.
Trustee Daney. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're adjourned at 6:15.
I thought the dog was here already.
Oh, my God.